Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Nah, bro. I'll be alone. I never understood that. Never been that infatuated, captivated, where I was gonna play myself, harm myself, or wish bad on myself because of another human being.
Right. But some people,
that validation that another human being brings them is wow, right?
Really don't want to be alone, and they don't feel complete without the other person.
Bro, that is wild to me.
There was a song, You're the Other Half, that makes me whole.
What was that song?
This is, I forget her name.
This is a new song?
Vivian Green or something like
that. Oh,
it's
old joint.
But I remember it was...
I mean, that's cool, a cool concept,
but
like...
when you flip it, that you're the other half that makes me whole, that means if you're not here...
I'm not complete.
Right.
No, I get that. It's a cool little poetic, little beautiful little thing to say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? People say it like, yo, you make me whole. You make me complete. Like, you make my life better. All that's great. But now...
But without you, it's worse.
And without you, it might be worse. Mm. But I ain't about to hurt myself. I'm going to be all right.
That's a lot. You know, it's a lot.
I don't wish myself in hell.
Facts.
What? Wild, bro. Wild. You know what I'm saying? Wild. CJ, good morning. Robin, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yo, man, I'm really feeling bad for Mets fans today. They, you know, they had a World Baseball Classic.
I know.
You heard what happened?
No, what happened?
Well, Puerto Rico beat DR.
Oh, they
sent
did.
DR home, so Puerto Rico, you know, all the Puerto Rican people, big up. Woo!
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? That's big, but you know, for
I mean,
DR,
yay.
Big for PR, bad for DR.
Yes.
But ultimately, bad for Mets fans. Remember the guy, Laura, last year, who was the man who came out with the song and the horns would play? You remember the song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Edwin Diaz?
Yes.
They're Puerto Rico celebrating their win, like, woo, jumping around.
Okay.
Bro hurt his knee, bro.
What do you mean? He, like, tripped and fell?
His knee, like, buckled. Something happened with his knee.
What?
Yeah.
In the middle of the celebration?
Yes. Jumping around. Messed up his knee.
Nah, fam.
You know he's in congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. You're a terrible person for laughing at him.
Yo, CJ knows.
CJ, what's wrong with you?
It just sounds crazy. I can't lie to you right now. I'm just listening, and I couldn't hold it in no more.
CJ.
Yo,
shout out
terrible.
To my Boricuas, too. Shout out to all the Boricuas out there.
Boricuan people.
Word up.
That's terrible.
Boricuan.
That's terrible, man. I can't believe that happened to him.
Did you play the trumpets?
Yeah, we was just playing the trumpets, Robin. Is that rude? Is that rude for us to do that today? Mets fans.
I don't think so.
Well, so here's the prognosis isn't clear, though. Like, nobody knows, like, is this like how... I don't think, anyway. I haven't read or heard how serious Diaz's injury is. But for the... this guy, Laura, this guy's the best in the business. This guy in his position is the guy. The Mets are going into a season where they just pulled in another pitcher. They're coming off the incredible year last year. And boy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But like, I just don't understand. He just like was jumping up and down and messed up his knee.
Laura, just like it's happened. I've seen it happen before. You ever seen that thing where the players run and jump on each other's backs and pile on each other?
Yeah, yeah.
They stopped doing that because people would get hurt at the bottom of the pile.
Right, really? right. I mean, that makes sense.
So now they're not doing that. They just jumping up and down, straight up jumping. Right. Your man's knee buckles. God, dog.
That's terrible.
Oh, man. Well, CJ and Robin, good morning, fams. Good morning to you, man. Now, Robin, who you want to represent you today to get after these tickets down in Atlantic City?
Of course, you know, Laura.
Yeah, all right, Laura never loses.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's get it, Laura.
6 seconds on the clock. You could be going to see Ja Rule, Ashanti, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Foxy Brown, Dry Hill, is it? Drew Hill, Ying Yang Twins, Lloyd, and the Nan Brigade. I got to look up the name. Is that like Naan Bread?
I'm saying it like Naan because it's spelled like Naan.
I love Naan.
It's delicious.
Is it a East Indian clique out here?
Not sure.
It's repping Naan Brigade. I got to look them up. Shout out to the Naan Brigade. Well, anyway, 6 seconds on the clock. Shining with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Lose
It. Here we go. Who will play Dennis Rodman? Oh. Laura?
That will be Jonathan Majors.
That's facts. 48 Hours, Las Vegas. Back Rub was the original
Ebro.
Name. Ebro.
Was the original name of...
3, 2, 1.
A shoulder massage.
Probably. incorrect. Back Rub was the original name for which internet search engine? 3.
Google?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is correct. Okay. It's crazy.
That's terrible. I'm glad they changed.
Facts. Who did Nicki Minaj refer to, Ebro?
Nicki Minaj referred to Ice Spice.
Facts is the princess of rap. Which Charles Dickens
Ebro.
Book?
Ebro. Ooh. Let's go 3, with Charles 2. Dickens. Great Expectations.
Incorrect. Which Charles Dickens book is about a group of orphans pickpockets?
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twizzy.
Is correct. Who wrote The Origin of Species?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
What's your man's name? The theory, the evolution 3. Guy. What's his name? The evolution 2. Guy.
1.
What's his name?
Darwin.
I mean, you got that. We'll give it.
But after the ball. I lost anyway.
But Laura,
I couldn't remember his name. I was like, is his name Edwin? Darwin.
Yeah, you had it.
And I know Charles.
His name is Darden.
That's your name. Charles Darwin.
Yeah, Charles Darwin. Yo, Robin, you got it.
Got the tickets, Robin. Have so much fun. And hold on, we're gonna get some
Thank
info,
you.
Okay?
Yo, CJ, sorry, man. Yes. I'm slow on the draw McGraw today, man. Sorry about
that. It's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
CJ, we love you, man. Hang on, Robin. On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stila.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, young MA is speaking out. You know, people were very worried about her because they saw just a video of her of not looking healthy.
That's
so she has a message for her fans, and we'll talk about it next.
Wait.
What?
I don't want to hear that right now.
What you want to hear?
Oh, play some fire. Play that new Janelle Monae. It's called Float. That's what I want to hear. And you know, this song got Fela Kuti's band on it, Egypt 80, Shun Kuti. You know Shun Kuti.
Yeah.
His band is on this joint with Janelle Monae right here.
Wow. I love Janelle.
It's really this record so fire right here.
Okay. Shout out to Africa.
Peep the vibes.
That's reggae vibes,
finally,
too.
It feel like dub, right?
Yeah, dub. That's dub all day. Big up to Jamaica.
No, I'm not the same. I think I didn't change. Yeah.
And they got the old school, like...
Exactly.
Shy lights or something. Woo. Vibes.
No, I'm not the same.
Yo, Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles. Time for Flashing Lights with Laura Styles.
Laura Robert Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights.
Robert Styles, put a song, put a song.
So Young M.A. was trending after a video that came out of her at a barbershop. Looked like she had in, you know, just she just didn't look healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So people were very concerned. So Young M.A. is finally addressing the viral video. And she says, as many of my supporters know, I've been dealing with various personal health issues for the past few years. I recently was hospitalized and was successfully treating several of my conditions. I'm doing better now and need to take some time, but I'm on the road to recovery and look forward to the future. To rest assured, I'm in good spirits and everything will be explained in my music, plus a documentary. I love you guys. Don't worry, I'm good.
Hey. All right. I'm glad you're good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're recovering. And so I guess we were correct yesterday when we discussed we had heard that she was going through some health challenges.
Right.
And I'm glad she's on the road to recovery, right?
Yeah. The only thing that really annoyed me, I don't know if you guys saw, there was this woman who, like, I guess she was at the supermarket shopping and she's, like, secretly filming her. And it's.
I did see that and I was like, who gets.
Why?
But that's where the world is at, fam.
Yeah,
so.
Just, ugh, like, leave people alone, fam.
And that's where the world is at, bro.
But at least I'm just glad that, you know, at least I'm glad she sees love because people are showing her a lot of love.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
So that's the most important part. But,
there you go.
You know, and we're sending her a lot of love, too. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 6:58, a high of 56 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Oh, now, people, keep it locked, fam bams. You want to get us some money? We got it for you today. You want to celebrate 50 years of hip-hop? All ladies today. It's Women's History Month, so at 8 o'clock, we're going to run through our latest submissions for the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time. It's all ladies today. I still got to make my picks. I'm slipping, Cass. Sorry, bro.
Come on.
But yeah, man, and then around 7:30 or 7:40, you can get paid, man. Beat the buzzer on a Friday. Get some money in your hand, all that. This for Young and May, man. Some Young and May sounds for you this morning, man. Hold your head, kid. Zebra in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg.
But they broke, though. They broke, though. And when it's time to pop, they had no show. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm...
Getting to know yourself could be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Getting a new job, moving into a new environment, or just life hitting hard, you need somebody to talk to. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who could take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ebro to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ebro.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
We got that Ja Morant audio.
Yes.
Ja Morant. He cleaning up his act though, but he ain't all the way out of
Congratulations.
Damn.
You played yourself.
First things first, though. I don't play. Dominican Republic.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Lost to Puerto Rico yesterday. It's World Baseball Classic. It's not a big deal, but still, y'all lost. It is what it is.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to give a congratulations to any Puerto Rican who thinks I care, because I'm like the 1% of Dominicans that do not care about baseball at all.
But that's Cash One's way of basically saying.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, look, it's just bragging rights. You know what I'm saying? It's just something. But people are definitely excited. However, the game did not end without another.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
What happened? I didn't watch the games well.
The best in baseball, the closer for the New York Mets, Edwin Diaz.
Oh, God. Okay.
Celebrating with Puerto Rico, jumping around after the game is over, and
so bad.
Injured his knee and might be out for the season.
No way.
Congratulations.
Are you serious?
You played yourself.
Yes, Kaz, when he told me, I looked up the video.
Wait,
after the game is over,
uh-huh.
You know how they used to pile on each other and celebrate? They don't do that no more. They just jump in a circle, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're jumping in said circle.
Yo, get out. Yo.
Congratulations. Oh. You played yourself.
Wow.
Mets fans are sick today.
Yo, it is so nuts.
And earlier I was disrespectful. We played the horns.
Oh, no.
We're not going to bring the horns back right now. Don't put the horns on. Come on.
Is it bad?
It's bad.
In honor of?
No, don't do that. No, come on.
We got to show him some love. He needs it.
Yo, this is... You think this will lift him up like the... Yeah. Like the,
like the rest of the people did when they had to lift him off the field?
Yo, you got the foul. Wow.
Yo, we're going to lose all our Mets fans listeners, man. They're never going to listen to us again after
They're mad, too.
They are mad. Wow. But they don't want to hear this right now.
Oh, no.
Damn.
What's the wrestler that like sits up out of the coffin when the music plays?
The Undertaker. Undertaker.
Yeah, this is hopefully for Edwin Diaz. This is his the knee just repairs,
right.
And he's back every time he hears the horns. But in the meantime,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Damn, bro, damn. I feel bad too, man.
I mean, it fits the Mets story though.
Come on,
I'm just saying.
You piling on?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. It just always something always
it's
happens.
Always a jinx, right?
Yo, that's terrible.
Laura, what you got up today?
Oh, my God. It's just so bad, Ebro. It's so bad.
You
but,
stuck on the Edwin Diaz,
yes,
too?
Yes. I looked up the video again. I saw it. I don't know. Like, this is more of a serious one, but it's just sad, and it should not surprise us. A Minnesota senator, okay? Senator Steve Draskowski, all right? voted against... free school lunch. Mm. You know, it's a really important thing. Free school lunch for children.
Yeah, because it's people can't, that. Well, not only that, but just knowing the country we live in, people can't afford lunch, B. People can't. Yo, fam, I know teachers out here tell me stories, bro.
It's heartbreaking.
Bro, you got kids out here that already have, you know, behavioral issues. Maybe they're dealing with autism or whatever, you know, on the mm-hmm. spectrum, whatever, whatever. Coming also out of our households that don't got it like that. So not only are they dealing with behavioral issues, maybe they don't even have a washer and dryer at the crib.
Yeah.
Then you pile on the top of that, that you got kids showing up to school haven't had breakfast, bro. They just getting handed some little juicy juice and little gummies or something on the way to school. And people are like, yo, why can't this kid sit still? Y'all just filled her up with sugar and told him to sit in the classroom for hours. Like, what's
happening? And for the most part, I know there's like a controversy with this, but it's like, they, you know, for school lunch, at least you get a milk, a banana. You know what I mean? Like something that's balanced. So we all know the stories. But during his arguments against it, a Republican senator says the program is pure socialism. He's like, now I should say hunger is a relative term. I mean, I had a cereal bar for breakfast. I guess I'm hungry now.
He says, you can stop reading. Wow.
Wait, congratulations.
He said, I have yet to meet a hungry child.
Out of here.
Well, you need to get out of your bubble then, bro, if you ain't never met a hungry child, because guess what? What city? Where is this at?
This is in Minnesota.
Guess what? My brother lives out there in Minnesota, in Minneapolis.
Oh.
And y'all know, there's kids struggling everywhere.
No, he said, I have yet to meet a person in Minnesota that is hungry. Fam,
Anyway,
the bill ended up passing, but it's ridiculous that people that you elected are really feel like this. It passed with a vote of 38-26, but it's disgusting, and it shows you how disconnected these pieces of crap are.
That's a fact.
Yo, man, get out of your bubble. On the political side of thing, I just got sent this from producer Griff at the producer desk. The Biden administration demands TikTok's owners sell or face nationwide ban.
What?
So remember when Trump was in office, he had said that they were going to take, if TikTok was going to continue to operate in the United States, they had to sell to a local company. Couldn't be Chinese owned. I never knew what transpired with that because there were so many distractions during the Trump thing. I didn't follow up to see, okay, did this actually happen?
Right.
Or was it just noise and then nothing actually transpired, which is often the case. Clearly, based on I'm reading this thing on Huffington Post right now, the move is a major escalation amid national security concerns about the popular Chinese-owned social media app.
Right.
Well, I just saw one of the CEOs or, you know, one of the heads of TikTok on a panel. And that individual said he don't even let his kids on TikTok. He says they're not old enough yet. He's got an 8 and a 9-year-old. Right. And so if you have a child on TikTok that is under the age of 13, and even then, you gotta have your policing skills up.
That's facts.
If you out here moving loose with TikTok or any of these social media apps, real.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because y'all know, and we've talked about it many times on this program. A, you don't own or control your page. You think it's yours, it's not yours. The content you post on there, once you post it, you've given it to that corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And third part, the algorithm that they allow young people to see in China is markedly different.
Yeah, it only shows like science experiments, trips to the museum, just educational stuff. Right. That's it.
Right. I heard the owners of TikTok laugh this off, the threat. So they don't care.
Well, because they know, A, America's a free market.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so other countries don't operate like America. It's not a free market. You don't just get to show up in other countries and start businesses without the government's approval.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, if your business gets big enough, the government may come in and take a chunk of that joint. It ain't like here in the United States where you could pop up and start all different types of businesses under, you know, constitutional rights and free speech and free market and this and that and the third. So the reach of the federal government is limited in that regard to come and tell a corporation unless they can actually prove that that corporation is doing harm to society.
So who gets the button?
Us.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
For making that threat.
Well, for making a threat, and it's a slippery slope because if the government does step in and force TikTok to and bans TikTok, that's a step that the government's making to get into corporate business and tell corporations what they can and can't do, which they do in other, you know, they do it with certain levels with food and, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, but we know that they slip things through on that too.
Right.
And it's all a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, I got one last one. Ja Morant. I think he sat down with Jalen Rose.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, one of the things that jumped out to me was this clip.
You at the spot, Shotgun Willie's. You are holding a gun. And we both know how dangerous that can be. Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone any type of violence.
Congratulations.
But I take,
you played
full
yourself.
Responsibility, you know, for my actions. Made a bad mistake. And I can see the image, you know, that I painted, you know, over myself, you know, with
my recent mistakes, but you know, in the future, I'm gonna show everybody who Ja really is, you know, what I'm about, and you know, change this narrative.
Bravo, young man, but
congratulations, you played yourself.
It wasn't even your gun?
Damn.
Yo, you know what type of goofy you are?
Oh my gosh.
You know what type of goofy you are? That you're like, yo, let me hold your gun so I could go on Instagram.
Right.
Now, he might be lying. It might actually be his gun.
Who knows?
But by the way, that's even worse.
Right.
Which part?
All of it. All if of you're it. Lying that bad. It ain't your gun, right. If it was your gun,
right.
it's all a...
Congratulations, you that's played right. yourself.
And if it wasn't your gun, and you're like, yo, let me hold that. I want to go on Instagram with it.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Right. Jeez. Listen, fam, hey, you do something crazy out here. We're not going to let you off the hook just because you're saying all the right words, Ja Morant. Proud of you, though. Turn your life around. We're going to be watching. We gon' be watching.
All that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Okay, about 30 minutes away from celebrating 50 years of hip-hop today. It's all about the ladies. It is Women's History Month. It's a good thing I recognize it because the woman on the show, she don't never bring it up.
What are you talking about?
Never.
We you know all saying? Collectively decided to do this.
Yeah, but it's Women's History Month. You're supposed to be leading the charge, waving the flag.
Oh, my gosh. I always wave the flag.
Today, though, it's all ladies only.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
For Women's History Month, for the 50 years of hip-hop, trying to find the greatest 50 songs all time. We will tell you guys which songs from last week for the week that was B.I.G. week won and that are moving into the list of the greatest 50 hip-hop songs all time. Plus, your chance to beat the buzzer coming in about 15 minutes. Get paid with Ebro in the morning. Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free.
I'm Ilfree.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
On the gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, curve time. Somebody got curved. They went on a date, thought it was all good, and it wasn't. Kevin.
Man, how you feeling?
Man, we just, you know, doing our thing up here. More concerned about why you got curved than anything else. You say the date went well, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
What was not great about the first date, Kevin?
Honestly, I can't even tell you, no particular moment where it went south. I mean, all right, we got off to a little bit of a rocky start, you know. But as the night went on,
here we go.
You know, drinks, food, and everything, you know, was loosened up.
Okay, all right. All right, so where'd you go on a date? You just went to dinner, drinks, and that's it?
Yeah, we went to this little Mexican spot up in Brooklyn or whatever, but that was it. No, nothing okay. too fancy, nothing, no hole in the wall either, though. It was like nice and quaint.
After the date, was there a kiss or anything, hug?
Nah, no kiss. Definitely a hug, though.
All right, so boom, you drop her off. And then how long before you sent her a text?
A texter told me, let me know when she got home that night. And I sent her another text the next day, said, hey, I'm going to enjoy myself and hope to do it again, and left it at that.
And then you never heard from her?
Nope. And I got a good hug, too. It wasn't even an ass-out hug. Like, she came all the way in. So.
She put the pelvis against your pelvis.
Yeah, right.
Feel
it.
Feel me.
Nice. Right. There was groin contact. I thought it was good.
Oh.
You know,
I hear you. All right, well, let's call her. She doesn't know you're on the phone, okay? Laura, you want to handle this talking to the lady?
Hello?
Hi, Kristen. This is Laura Styles from Ebro in the Morning. I'm here with Ebro and Rosenberg.
Hi.
So we heard you went on a date with Kevin.
Yeah.
I need you to break down this date because you ended up curving him. You never called him back. Why?
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, it was a good date, but I checked him out before the date because, you know, we've been chatting on social media. And before we went on the date, he was posting stuff like, I'm about to go meet my future wife, stuff like that. And it was just not really where I was feeling. I was just kind of mellower than that.
Kirsten, it sounds like maybe he was just playing around or really excited to see you, right?
Yeah, maybe.
But what about the actual date? Did you have a good time?
I mean, I had a good time, but he wasn't like my future husband.
It was one day.
Yeah, maybe you were putting too much pressure on the social media posts.
Yeah, but she's saying he was the one putting on too much pressure because he was acting like it was the
whole... He's probably having fun and excited. She's beautiful, and he was excited. You know dudes get overly excited when they finally meet somebody they really like. It doesn't happen a lot.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I just...
Wasn't feeling it.
Hey, fair enough. Kristen, let me ask you this. Did you guys hug Kristen?
Did I get what?
Did you guys hug, like, after the date? Was there any physical contact?
No.
No hug?
No. Mm. At the end of the night, no hug? Goodbye?
We hugged, yeah. Sorry, I thought you said tug.
No tug. I mean, if you gave him a tug and it's still no second date, then, listen, you tried. At least you tried. Well, Kristen, we have Kevin on the line right now. Kevin, did you hear Kristen?
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you still alive.
Hey, shade. Salt.
All right, so let me go back real quick and just address this whole social media.
Please.
Thing. Yo, I was just playing. All right? I was just goofing, messing around on my page, saying, hey, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I was excited to meet you. I'm not even going to lie. Like, you're fine as shit. But, yeah, this is my definite future wife. I'm just, like, having some fun. It'll be a little bit facetious or whatever. Like, yo, it's my future wife. Here we go. No.
All right, Kevin, stop talking right now. You got the point. You started to repeat yourself. You did good, Kevin. Kevin, you did good. You did good. You gotta know when to close, Kevin. You gotta know when to close, Kev. You gotta know when to close.
Alright, gotcha.
Good. So, Kristen, maybe a second date. Give him a second chance since you borderline gave him a tug anyway.
Hello.
Wait, I got a tug?
No, we're kidding, Kev. We're
just
playing.
Now I give him a tug. Well, I mean, now he says I'm not a future wife. Come on, I don't know you. All right, I'll go out with him again.
Yay!
But you gotta cool it. You gotta cool it. Like, don't write that we're like going to the chapel and getting married.
Go she into said, the right, chapel. Right.
Look, Kev, just take the next day. Kristen, stop being so damn sensitive, okay?
There we go.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@ebrointhemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
I really feel bad for Mets fans this morning, man. I really do. That is a... Man. Yo, John's a bad guy, bro. He's giggling. Like, that's not even something to giggle about, man.
Producer Griff is going to punt him.
Well, Producer Griff's a Mets fan.
I know.
DJ John's Yankees fan.
Damn.
And John's just a bad guy. Because, like, why would you... Look, I get it. We gave him a congrats and we did all that, but... Yeah, we. Because Shawnee played the horns.
True. I mean, you know, for encouragement.
Oh, you thought I was going to motivate him when he hears Edwin Diaz horns when he comes out to close. Well, speaking of close, man, the way that knee injury is looking.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Listen. Call right now, though. It's time to get money. Cause it's DJ time.
Johnny!
DJ time.
Johnny!
DJ time.
Bad hombre.
Bad hombre is here.
Yo, John, what's up with you, man? What's going on, man?
Not feeling good, man.
You laughing at people, kicking them when they're down.
I saw the crumble of that, of the Mets fans, and I saw it.
Man.
It's bad for the organization, but I saw it. Way before, when they're trying to build a super team, I'm like, wait, this is not really what's going
to
happen.
You predicted that something would go wrong because they were trying to do the right thing by building an amazing team.
It always happens.
What always happens to who?
Listen, like Jeter said, the Mets are just the Mets. They just, you know, they do something.
Bringing Jeter into this is your...
Well, he said it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just... repeating.
Get out of here.
That's from all the Mets fans, bro.
Oh, man. I wish I could play that intro. That was a good intro.
Wait, so you won't be able to hear it for the year? Is that what you're saying?
We can play it now. Shawnee, cue it up.
Wow.
fact that y'all got this on deck.
That's crazy.
Listen, man.
You guys are bad guys, man.
Well, and Shani's from Queens, so I'm really,
this
really
is crazy.
I mean, I'm encouraging.
The other day you was trying to ride for Queens.
I ride for Queens.
I don't know. This doesn't sound like riding for Queens.
This is his anthem. Why would it not be riding for him?
Well, because things aren't going good right now, so the horns sound more like,
yeah, it's a troll. You see what I'm saying about Queens people?
No, acting it's not fun. Being funny.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm supporting,
acting weird,
the Mets, weird, man.
Well, look, if you're the right caller right now, you could take a dash with some cash and beat the buzzer. How do they do it, John?
They're going to hear a selected amount of money played in this audio clip. When they hear the amount of money they want to win, they say stop. Hopefully they say stop right before they hear the buzzer.
There you go, Erica. You know how to play?
Come on, Erica.
I know how to play.
Okay, so
good morning.
Good morning, Erica. We don't need to do any more splaining, huh? You got it.
Nope. Right, I got it.
Shani got you. Shani got you set up. It is time for Erica to beat the buzzer.
Here we go.
$200. $300. $20. $250.
There you go. There you go. The money came back. And she was like, yo, let me get mine. Wow. Erica, he was pushing it. When that money dropped, she was like, damn it. Erica, you get $250. It's yours.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Congrats.
Yes. Erica, you are getting paid. You beat the buzzer. Would you like to hear where this was going?
I don't know.
Wait, come on, come on, come on. Let's hear it.
Let's see.
Okay.
Go. Whoa!
She put it at the buzzer.
Good job, Erica.
Great job. Great job. You beat the buzzer. You got any hairs on your chin? You got like any of those old lady hairs on your chin? You beat it by the hair on your chinny chin.
No, no, my heart was pounding because I've been calling for days trying to get through.
Well, Erica, you got $250. Hang on, okay? Don't hang up. We got to get you your money. On the way, everyone else.
Oh, man.
Your next chance to beat the buzzer is around 8:40. Right after the Gurus, and on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stout.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Khaled, Mark Wahlberg, and Diddy tease a new show. I'll let you know what I'm talking about. Coming up next.
Cast one. Team.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, wait, hold on, bro.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Now what?
Possible motherships and whether we've already seen evidence of life beyond Earth.
They released this draft report that indicates it is possible that alien ships have already visited our solar system.
No.
Specifically, Loeb thinks the first interstellar object spotted passing through our solar system in 2017 that was given the name Oumuamua could be an extraterrestrial mothership. Loeb says Oumuamua didn't have the characteristics you'd find in meteors or other known objects.
We consider a possibility where an object as big as Oumuamua, which was football field size, is a mothership.
He says the mothership could have released smaller ships or probes to study our solar system after spending a long time to get here. Loeb says if
I cannot
listen.
It's where we at now, y'all. Every month, every other week.
So you see what it is. Go.
I sent this article to Shawnee yesterday. We were discussing it.
Yes.
You see what it is.
We're here now.
I don't want to see what it is. I just don't. I don't want anything to do with it.
I've been on this. Welcome.
Don't welcome them.
Fact that it's, what the name of the shit might be called what?
Oumuamua.
You know what it is.
The Anunnaki is back.
Hold on, Shawnee.
The mothership connection. You know what I'm saying?
Not so fast. They already, they already don't like us, man.
Who? Say who?
They.
We're bad people.
Who is they?
Who is us?
And y'all speaking for y'all.
The aliens, and you guys who've been shooting down all of their probes.
I don't shoot down anything.
They don't know that.
They like me.
They know the difference. If they listen, I'm banking on. This is what I'm banking on.
Here we go.
This is what I'm banking on.
All right.
If they're sophisticated enough to travel to our solar system.
That's right.
Okay.
And we're not sophisticated enough to travel to theirs.
That's right.
They don't see us as a threat.
That's a fact.
They've just come either back, right? I believe in, right? They've come back to see how the experiment is going down here on planet Earth.
That's all it is.
So, like, people keep going, oh, they studying.
Right.
Fam, they not studying.
But to your point.
And they've been here.
They're just coming back for new intel.
Right.
They're coming to get their homies at Area 51.
But listen, they're coming back. They're coming back.
They're coming to get black people.
They're coming back and they're going, this isn't working out how we thought it was going to work out. It's time to erase everything. Let's start over.
Big up the Oumuamua.
You know
what I'm saying?
Listen,
salute to the Oumuamua.
Cash One may have tapped into something because if we are on planet Earth, the experiment.
Right.
Where different species have all from all different oxygen breathing species and water breathing species collectively gathered on this spinning rock.
This aquarium or whatever.
This aquarium, and they're watching it.
They've been watching.
They might be coming back like, yo, they messing up the lab, bro.
That's facts.
Like, we got to get rid of them.
Yeah, they got to come clean house. But that don't mean everybody.
No. It usually means they take the whole thing, they throw it away, they start over.
All the bacteria gets wiped away.
They've been revealing themselves to me for a long time.
Only for you to spread the word that, the bacteria about to get wiped out.
Listen,
but you hope you get beamed up, is what you're saying.
I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah.
The fact that
no.
We keep seeing this on all the news outlets, they're preparing us for something.
That's right.
You already see what it is. They're trying to normalize the concept that you are going to see something in the near future.
That's right.
So prepare yourself, because this would not be coming out so often if it wasn't going to be a reality.
Just don't do it. And
it's a slow news week and they know this gets ratings.
I mean, could be both. Could be both. But it's definitely higher official sources seem to be revealing this type of information.
Yo, King Louie, I need last week's results, Brody, bro, so we can talk about the greatest 50 hip-hop songs of all time before we submit new ones today for Women's History Month. But first, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
They got the Oumuamua.
I think that's just the name of the shit.
Laura Stiles got the 411.
Yeah, it's the name of the shit.
Shawnee's so happy.
You know what I'm saying? You know who built the pyramids?
I'm super hyped.
I hate it.
Are you Janelle?
All right. So Diddy and Mark Wahlberg, along with DJ Khaled, are launching a golfing TV series. So in an Instagram post shared, Khaled revealed that there's a bidding war going on right now to air it. He's like, let's go golfing TV show is in the works.
Yeah, okay.
He said, I will take you in the world of golf for my view and how we do. And it gets even more amazing on the show.
Good for Khaled, man. It's great. And it also aligns with our brothers from Eastside Golf, and their Jordan collab that they have. And Khaled works with Jordan. And then, boom. Now, some golfing. Mm. You know what I mean? And I like golf being made more accessible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And cool in this way. You know what I mean? It's great for the sport. And I'm sure that people who are in the golf business have seen an uptick just in people buying products. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happens when, the hip-hop world, our culture comes to things. Because there's damn sure going to be a lot of people out here trying to take golf lessons or play golf who ain't got no business. But hell, listen.
But listen, people are outside.
I know people play golf every day, and they still ain't got no business playing golf. That's the thing about golf.
That's the thing about it.
Or they might find some surprising golf stars that are going to come out of nowhere.
That's right.
So you never know. You never know. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8:03. High of 56 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
The greatest 50 hip-hop songs of all time. Uh-oh.
What happened?
I just got hit from P.O. the Burrito.
What happened?
More?
Nah.
Oh.
He trying to claim too many people beating the buzzer on this program.
What do you mean?
He texted and said, damn, gotta find another way to fund Beat the Buzzer.
Oh, gosh.
Yo, that's
too many people winning?
Yeah, we giving away too much money, man.
Yo, listen, I'm going to continue to help y'all win on this show.
You do keep helping them.
Hell yeah.
You like, go, go.
Say it now.
Georgette, what you doing? Georgette, what you doing?
Damn. Cause, man, I'm putting on for my people, man. You know what I mean? Plus, last week, the top 50 hip-hop records of all time of the winners from last week. Juicy, they say, by far crushed all the other submissions. Mm-hmm. And One More Chance.
Oh, okay.
So Juicy and One More Chance, they went with the radio record.
Those are the two.
However, Warning was a close third, only okay. lost by 8 votes.
Damn. That's crazy.
That would have been great to get Warning
that
in there, right?
That would have been amazing.
We're running the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time. I'm trying to create a list. I will run through what's on the list now, and we will make new submissions next on WQHT HD1 FM. It's Ebro in the morning. Yo, going out, Hot 97.
Yo, this is hip-hop, baby.
Yeah.
Hot 97 presents Ebro in the Morning's top 50 songs in hip-hop history.
Ooh. Go to hot97.com.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, man. You got that start?
Yeah.
Woo. That record's hard, bro.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? We got the old mind now.
It's Women's History Month, so today is all women in rap. As we select the greatest 50 hip-hop songs of all time, you can participate right now. You can go to the Hot 97 app, and you can watch us have this conversation. You can also go to hot97.com/top50 when it's time to vote. So far, let me see if I can find the so far. Oh, we don't have the so far listed, huh? Well, I know we got Wu-Tang Triumph in there. Uh-huh. We got Nas, If I Ruled the World.
Yes. That's true.
We got Children's Story.
Yep.
We got Paid in Full.
And Paid in Full.
We got Juicy.
Then we got Juicy, and we got One More Chance from Biggie Week.
Yep.
Okay, nice playlist.
You know what I mean? It's not bad. So here's the criteria, just a quick review. We look at quality of the song. Do you listen beyond the first verse or to completion of it? Sustained cultural relevance. Does the song stand the test of time? Impact. How influential was the song? And then also we have to ask ourselves, is this record a novelty record? Was it like a one-hit wonder?
Right,
was it like a goof? Or is this something that we want to hang our hat on as hip-hop?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
Quality of the song.
Quality.
Meaning, is you know, because there's songs that come on, you only listen to, like, the first little hook, or you only listen to the first verse. You ain't really... The song comes on hot, but does it finishing it? Is it...
Right.
You know, because there's certain rap records, you can't turn them off.
That's facts.
You gotta listen, like, you like, yo, you can't cut the song off right there.
Yeah.
If that's... If the song don't have that level of quality, then it don't stick. And today... Once again, all women. Who goes first for today's submissions?
The woman.
Ah, the woman. Wow, it's all working out poetically.
Yes.
We definitely didn't plan that. We select numbers. And Laura legit picked number one.
I got number
one. That's dope.
And this was very difficult. I just want to tell you this. By the way, for the audience, we don't tell each other what we picked.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't. We just get shut down by Cass One because he's our DJ and he's like, that's already picked.
So Cass One knows all the selections.
Yes, he does. Okay. So my first one is from one of the greatest women to touch a mic. Mm-hmm. She is incredible and timeless. And this song, just lyrically, it's amazing. And my first pick goes to the queen, Miss Lauryn Hill, ooh, with Lost Ones.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah.
I was going to pick that song.
Miss Lauren, what's going on, lady?
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble,
you on every station.
Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Every
Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to Kingston. My Kingdom, Major Kingdom.
One round.
Now understand El Boogie.
Now right.
Now you all lost with a sight to behold.
Wisdom is better than silver and gold. Let's go.
How do we even follow that? That's the way you said this. Oh, bro. Why? We should just stop.
You just keep going.
That
song. That
record's so good on so many levels.
Yo,
people will stop and rap all the words.
Yo, Issa be trying to learn the words for a little bit. She loved that record right there. You know our two favorite records right now are?
What's that?
Lauryn Hill, Lost Ones, and Special Ed.
Wow, I got it made?
I got it. She loves I Got It Made.
My kids love that too. I got it made.
Dude.
All right, so my second pick goes to a woman that is extremely talented. Right. But this song is special to me because she introduced different characters. Well, a different character specifically. And it's featured one of the greatest, too. So I went with Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge.
Ooh. Nicki Minaj. Queens, what up?
This one's hard.
I am not Jasmine, I am Aladdin. So far ahead, these bums is lagging. See me in that new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these girls be spazzing. The fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has-been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nikki, asthma. I got the pumps, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. I'm a bad bitch.
A pencil for a friend.
She tapped in Eminem, let's go. But not only tapped in Eminem, she shines.
Yes.
She shines.
Yeah. No, it's good.
She does.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So you got to give it up.
Fire. Fire picks.
Gracias. Gracias.
All right, who's up, number two?
That would be me.
Okay.
Senor Cast One. This was tough, guys. So
it was so hard.
My first song, I had to go with an artiste in every sense of the word.
Okay,
who's
that?
Talking about an artiste. Lady produces her songs.
Oh, man.
Writes her songs.
That's where you're going?
Performs her songs.
Yeah.
Written songs for a whole bunch of other people. Okay. Gave away hits because she had so many. I didn't even know which one to pick.
I know.
Facts.
It's the one.
I went with this one.
It's one of the ones.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Hey.
An innovator.
Fire.
Yeah, Missy Elliott.
Very good.
So, for my second pick, I had to get to one of these songs that, bro, it is one of the, I don't even know, it epitomizes hip-hop. Not just
Ready.
For women, but just hip-hop in general.
Hmm.
This song came out in 1986, and you hear it till this day.
Okay.
We talk about TV shows, commercials. We talking about parties, going down the street. You're going to hear this song. If you ever heard a hip-hop song, you know this song.
What? Listen.
You want to talk about trailblazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salt and Pepper.
Queens again.
With a female DJ.
Queens from Queens.
Cinderella.
Right. And they was fire.
Fire.
Look good in them body suits.
Ooh, baby.
Yo, as big as this record was, you had to live it to know how big this song was.
Right.
Yo, they performed this at Mandela's 70th birthday. What are we talking about?
Yo, it is so. But I say all that to say it's hard. Like the attitude on the record, the production, the whole.
Salt and Pepper's here,
and we're in the flat. What you do?
Pussy bad.
Baby.
Yo, fam, this is one.
Baby. So good.
With the body suits and the gold chains, with the leather
and the jackets. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Wow, man.
Fire.
Bruh.
Great pick.
All right, now we got number three. Rosenberg's up.
Right.
Rosenberg.
All right, guys, I'm coming with some hammers today. Beware.
This first choice should not surprise anyone. I have said many times how long-term, we all agree, the level of influence this song had over the years. This is what makes her one of the greats of all time. It's one of the reasons we love Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee. Of course, it's Big Mama.
Had to, right?
Gosh. You got it going on.
Brooklyn.
You got it going on.
Was talking that talk.
Nobody.
She's the epitome of fearless at the time.
And then had the looks and the fashion.
Absolutely.
And the
completely broke down those barriers, broke down those doors. She's an incredible artist.
Rosenberg, what's your next pick, bro?
All right, now this pick might surprise some people because it's modern era and it got very popular. I mean, we're talking about crossed over to the point. This is a hardcore record that crossed over to the point where you have like moms singing this song in Lamaze class, or you get the idea. I mean, why mess around, man? The BX's finest. I'm talking about Barty Gang, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. You know the vibes.
BX.
Now this record.
Show.
Yeah, this. Show.
Say, little, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms.
Yo, grandma's is rapping this joint, bro.
School, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in there, baby father, run a bill. Say, little, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. At the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Make money moves.
He was beating that beat up, bro.
Yep.
Man. Beating that beat up.
Yep. All right. Yep.
So it's on me now. I'm number four.
All right, bro, what you got?
We're doing the greatest 50 hip hop songs all time. Y'all know I struggle because I'm an old head, right? So I'm like, man, I want to submit something that's gonna get the votes to make the list.
Right. There's that part.
But like,
and then you battle with what you love. Right. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Because,
it's hard.
You know, for the audience, there's people hitting me right now like, bro, you gonna pick Roxanne Shanté? I thought about
right
Pixin. Roxanne's Revenge and all that. But it ain't gonna get the votes.
This is weird. This is the struggle.
People gotta go to hot97.com/top50 to get the votes.
I know. And you really gotta be like, just be open-minded because, yo, we're talking about from the beginning to the end, present. Mm-hmm. And there's so many great female MCs right now.
Well, and one of the criteria is it's still gotta play right now.
Right.
And that's
right.
The hard part.
Right.
That's
right.
The hard,
because to be one gems. Of the greatest 50 all time, it's not just the impact that you made at the time. Mm-hmm. It's the sustainability of the record over time.
Yes.
All the songs that we played, if you drop them now, people will still go rock. They'll right. still rock. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a struggle.
Bro, take me to Brooklyn, fam. Okay. You got the Brooklyn joint, Cast One.
Gotta throw some light up in
here. Gotta get light in here.
So
bro.
I was debating, is it cha 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 or is it this? Because this still plays right now on the radio.
Out one night. He said, hello, I'm George.
Highlights.
How's everything going, huh? How you doing? Hope everything's fine. Ooh, and can I call you sometimes? Can I get the digits and the address so I can come good to be? I don't care about the other girls, just be good to me. But if I ever saw one, that would be the end. He couldn't kick the storyline if she was just a friend. The girls, I didn't care if I don't lie. See, because Georgie was into making young girls cry.
Y'all heard this record just the other day on WBLS,
fire.
Bro.
Crazy. Fire.
It's a feel-good record.
It's one of them ones. And so I had to throw that in there. Plus, you know, I needed the ladies to flex their storytelling abilities. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Right.
So, because that's a part of my thing when you're talking about the greatest MCs all time. Can they rock a club? Can they tell right. a story?
Can you paint a picture with words?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, my other pick still goes, it's an anthem. That's all I got to say.
Yo, remember yeah. back on the Bully when Catch?
I didn't want to pick this record.
Lauren made it twice.
But how did not pick this record?
Yo,
right.
My men and my women.
You wanted
don't
to vote.
About the day.
Let's
not
get
the
money. Listen.
Yo,
I mean, listen.
About a thing.
This yo, girl, this inspired a generation. And she talking that talk, talk. She talking that talking, talk.
Getting on all these other.
Ladies, since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamin? Yo, come again.
Got to.
How you gonna win when you ain't right with them?
You got to.
Yo.
You gotta go. The whole record. The whole record.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
great.
Man. This whole album, so when you good. Really go through yeah. the track list, yeah, no, every so single song yeah, is incredible.
Listen, now so we know why she didn't put out another album.
She ain't never need to.
Like, hard to follow. I done that. Said everything. Everything's been said.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? This top 50 records all time. Top 50 hip-hop records all time. We're doing the greatest 50 hip-hop songs all time. Hot97.com/top50 for you to go vote. I was the fourth person. Who is?
The fifth. That
Culture.
Would be I.
Shiny Culture.
So, you know what I'm saying? This tune right here, it still rocks in the club. Because, you know, sustainability is a major thing. You know
what I'm saying?
And, you know, as we say, any song that got a little la-la in it is going to last for a long time.
La-la's always
if
go,
if it got
bro.
The la-la in it, it's going to rock. So, we had to include the song that made every girl feel like she was that girl.
Hey,
yeah, man.
I mean,
big up to Philly Zone.
Good choice, Shawnee.
Yeah, you know I mean, hey. That playing the club right now. You hear the la la?
They wanna know who's that girl?
Yeah,
la 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 la.
Who's that girl?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man.
Nice club anthem right there. So,
EBE.
And you had to, I'm glad I went last. You know what I'm saying? Because if we going to close up the whole thing.
How you closing?
Uh-huh. You know right. what I'm saying?
All right.
You cannot leave this woman out ever in hip hop. Representing New Jersey. Bringing it all together with five letters.
I knew it.
Yeah, has to.
You know what I'm saying?
So good.
You and I.
T.Y.
You and I, T.Y. Queen Latifah, what up?
Dana out here taping. You know she tape over in Brooklyn, that show Equalizer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what the streets be saying. They see Queen all the time around the city.
Still raining.
Dana!
I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Big up to all the queens.
All the queens. Hey. Yo, that's today's submission for the greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time. Yo, there was so many records I want to put in to
so
represent
hard.
The ladies.
Manny,
this is tough.
Big up to every woman who contributed to the game. Man.
Yo, Cass, bring up that down. I Want to Be Down I was going to play.
You're gonna do the remix with Yo-Yo.
I was gonna submit Brandy. I Want to Be Down.
I was gonna select. You Can't Play With My Yo-Yo, yeah. But it wouldn't have got the.
It wouldn't have got the votes.
Remy Ma, bigger Remy Ma.
Yeah, we thought about it.
Well, Remy was up here. We talked about it. She thinks her submission should be around Lean Back.
Yeah,
M.O.P.
I was debating on Lean Back.
But that's not technically her.
That's not her song.
But it's a Terror Squad record, and she's part of Terror Squad.
Yeah.
So I know.
Hard.
I was gonna submit this joint.
This remix is so fire.
Cause it's the ultimate women collab.
Yeah.
Right.
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. You can beat the buzzer next.
I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a sideshow if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go on.
That's another one of Issa's favorites. And I'll be like,
I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside.
I want to be listening to this.
What's that all about? Can I have some of that?
Yeah, cause they all talking that talk.
Talking that talk, but it's coded.
I wanna be put on in the worst.
Me and my daughter talking about nine men strong.
You had that brother that I wanted. About this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct leading me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day.
Shout out to the people out here still drinking Alizé wherever you are.
That blue potion?
No, that was the hypnotic. That was hypnotic.
What colors are
those? Alizé had a couple of colors, but it was like yellow and red.
Brother, man, and me. Damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me.
Big teeth.
I'm out.
That might have got the votes, huh?
I thought about Ladies Night too.
Yeah, Ladies Night. I thought about that one too. There's too many.
Remy's whatever.
Yep.
Conceded.
I was also gonna do MC Light Cha Cha Cha, and then I thought about doing Lil Kim Queen Bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With the that became I Can Love You, but I was like, that may not get the votes either. Thought about Lil' Kim Light Is Up, which still gets Light burned today. Fire. Light Is Up is a fire record.
Yeah.
But anyway, definitely. Go to hot97.com/top50. Greatest 50 hip hop songs all time. Nobody put in their crush on you, huh?
Yep.
Nah. Is that Lil' Kim's?
Yeah, that's Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
I had Get Money on the list too.
Oh, Get Money.
Boom.
That's a Junior Mafia record, but mostly Lil' Kim on that joint. Is it mostly Lil' Kim?
That's the thing, because that's why I was battling with Lean Back, because Remy's verse is legendary on Lean Back. It's the one that shines the most. Sorry, but it does.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't got to apologize for facts, kid. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Tell a friend. New email.
That's right.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To guide you.
Indeed.
To shine the light in your darkness.
That's right. Guide you through the darkness.
And Shawnee, do what you do.
Thank you. Let us cleanse the energy.
Zen.
I'm glad Rosenberg's traveling, so we don't have to hear y'all take 40 seconds to get to the
center. Oh, where's Zenning?
And he's drinking the water.
Where's Zenning?
Just add in extra
and hydrating. Bruh. We're preparing ourselves.
That's right.
To heal. Okay. Again, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Okay. Good morning, gurus. Longtime podcast listener. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. I love the show. Y'all get me through every day at work. And I'm going to keep it short and simple.
Okay.
One of the homies realized the military wasn't for him. Mm-hmm. About 4 months back, he needed a place to stay. So I told him, if nothing else works out, I got a room open for a reasonable monthly fee. Fast forward to February 2nd, he just hit me up. It's like, yo, I'm on my way from Atlanta. I'm coming down to you. So he's like, cool. Later that night, he knocked on my door and I opened it to probably one of the foulest, most musty things I've ever smelled in my life. Now, at first, I let it slide because dude had been on the road all day. I figured, you know, he'd just shower after, you know, things got settled. Hit the button on me. I have not heard any bath or shower or water for the past 5 days. And he's been wearing the same damn clothes. Every time I open the door or it even cracks, that room, the aroma of bounce that ass explodes into the atmosphere.
Yikes.
Wow. I'm black and we don't do this, bruh. I need your help. I understand black. This is the homie, but I ain't exactly hurting for the extra cash. And at the same time, my nostrils can't take this much longer.
Nah.
How do I tell this man to wash his ass?
That's gross.
Just like that.
Thanks.
Like that. Just like that. Like
this
that.
MF-er smells like Booty Collins.
Booty.
Yo,
your
man.
Brother stinks, man. He stinks.
5 days? Same clothes?
Nah.
No shower?
Nah, bro. Just nah. Just nah.
I mean, you said it. You was like, I'm black.
Oh,
and
God.
We don't play that. Just, I mean, this is not even, you just got to say it, bro.
Yeah.
You just have to say it. Like, fam, I noticed you've been in the same clothes for the past 5 days. Yo, I
it's
have
not
a
even about, but, and by the way, it's the combo. There's people who could wear the same outfit multiple days.
Bruh,
you ain't showered, bro. Get to, don't, F talking about his clothes. Talk, let's talk about this shower, though, family.
But, Ebro, even clothes, you...
No, they carry odor.
No, they carry bacteria
odor. But guess what? But guess what? If you took a shower...
There'd be less?
There would be less bacteria, less odor. Maybe, bro, I don't, you know... Now, it, for me, when people don't bathe and wash like that on a regular basis, I think something else is going on with them.
Yeah, he's probably depressed and going
through something. Something else is going on with them psychologically when it's like you don't have the desire to bathe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think this is just like, I say it all the time. I am for blurting out the elephant in the room. Like, nobody going to talk about this big elephant right here. We just going to act like it don't
elephant.
Exist. Yes, you just got to be like, yo, bro, it stinks. Just straight up. Yo, it smell. You don't smell that? Yeah. I smell that,
listen,
yo.
I owned a house one time when I was young, and I had, it was like a four-bedroom house when I was like in my late 20s. And I rented out a bedroom to one of the street teamers that was working at the radio station, young cat, whatever. And one day, I was walking by the room, same thing, in the hallway, smelled the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Bro wasn't there, though. So I opened the door. You know, I ain't going in this room, whatever. I opened the door. The room was a disaster.
Oh,
like, wow. Not even, like, just stuff everywhere.
Mm.
Just a complete disaster, a complete mess.
You probably had old food in there. And,
who
oh,
knows?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, come
yo,
on,
call bro was like, yo, my man, check this out. You can't live here like this. Come clean this right now. This is your final.
Oh, this is what he said. Say you said.
No, this is what I said.
That's what you said.
But I'm just saying.
And
come
how did he
clean
take it? How did he take it?
I didn't care.
No, but what did he? How did he respond? Like
he
yo,
was
I'm
quiet
sorry.
And was like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right, I'm. You know me, man. Once I'm in a zone, like I don't care what you're feeling like.
Yeah.
Like what you talking about, bro? We not. I'm not doing that, and you're not doing that around me. I don't care how you feel about it.
Facts. You said this guy just came from the military?
Yeah.
Just say, yo, I still smell the military oil all over you, bro.
No.
Like,
say,
it's all over
bro,
the clothes
babe.
And, like,
bro,
I can still...
take a bath.
You got you. You got to clean up. You got to.
Daily.
You need to
wash.
Take a bath?
Yeah.
Just straight up.
Yeah. You yeah. wash
tell
those
him.
Clothes. Ask him, do you have extra clothes? Do you
wait,
have the... Do
you
need anything?
Clothes?
Do you need... I got you with soap. What do you need?
See, y'all doing all this caring for people stuff, bro. You're not bathing, bro. That's a problem. Then once you start bathing, let's talk about why you don't like bathing or you don't feel it's necessary.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
We not playing. I'm telling you, at a certain point, you got to stop playing with people. And when it comes to washing your ass, bro, stop playing.
Facts.
Yeah. Of course.
It shouldn't. Like, bro, it shouldn't get this crazy.
I don't even know why we're still doing this segment. I'm starting to get
uptight. Oh, my God. Okay. So we all agree. Tell him to wash his ass.
Yes.
Take a shower and just, honestly, just keep it 100 with him and be honest. And tell him.
And if it's a problem for you bathing, then I got to move.
Yeah, because it's causing an uncomfortable living situation, and you shouldn't have to feel uncomfortable in your own home.
Whose name is on the lease?
Machine is.
Yeah. That's what this person emailed back. Let us know whose name is on the lease.
It's his apartment.
Oh. Whose?
The guy who writing to us.
So kick him out.
Oh, no, you got to go, bro.
Yeah, he took him in. He's his friend.
Oh,
no, 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 no.
Oh,
no,
I missed that part. Nah, bro.
It's his friend.
Yeah, bro. If you want to stay here, you bathe on a daily basis. We got rules in the house.
And that shouldn't be a rule. That shouldn't even be a rule. That should just be a given.
You would think.
Damn.
You would think, but you may have to. Look, when you allow people in your space, you got to have rules, man. Yo, I had another roommate one time. Y'all know how I eat, right? Yo, I bought my condo. I had a 3-bedroom. So I was like, yo, let me rent one of the rooms, offset some of the costs. Bruh, you not going to the store, coming back with all type of sodas, juicy juice. Yo, bro used to just buy a white cake and put it in the fridge. What is this?
A white cake?
I remember I came home. I was like, yo, whose birthday is it? He was like, nah, I just like white cake. Nah, bro, get that out of here, bro. You're not buying a whole cake and taking up the whole fridge. I got to go.
A cake.
You bought a cake just because? Nah, man, beat it. Nah,
birthday
bro.
Cake?
A whole.
Who
bro,
does
the
it?
Big joint.
The Costco.
Not joint. Like the little circle joint. Not the little circle.
The sheet cake.
The whole sheet.
Like the big
took up a whole level in the fridge. Nah, bro. Talking I'm throwing this out, bro. Cake? I don't care, man.
I dislike
nah,
cake.
Nah, we're not doing that.
Oh, man, that's terrible. All right, so we all agree, gurus and non-gurus, just tell them to take a shower, okay?
It's rules, man.
Just be straight up, because this is your apartment, okay? That's it.
Smelling
so say the
place.
Gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No weakness. No weakness.
On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. What you working on?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Pharrell revealed the Something in the Water Festival. All the artists that will be joining him. So we'll talk about it next.
All right. It's time to beat the buzzer. Get somebody paid. Rachel.
Yes.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. Heading to work.
You take a shower every day, don't you? Twice, probably.
Oh, of course.
You sound like a twice-a-day person. Before bed and when you wake up. All right, here we go, yes. Rachel. Now, you know how to play the game?
Yes, I do.
Here we go.
All right, Rachel.
Shawnee's got you ready, queued up. We're going to see where this goes.
Focus.
Now, Rachel, don't get greedy now.
Focus.
You hear some money.
Okay.
You hear the program director, Ryan, on text talking about we're giving out too much money, mm-hmm. which means they're going to start setting y'all up for the okey-doke. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to get you this money. It is time for Rachel to beat the buzzer.
$600.
Exactly.
Smart. You smart.
They cut it out the gate.
Everybody help him.
Yeah. Everybody like, go. Take that. $600 is yours.
Yeah. Rachel.
Yeah. Birthday party.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect.
This Saturday.
That's perfect. Yo, my birthday's this weekend, too, so happy birthday, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Pisces. Thank you. She's turned 5.
There you go. Shout young Pisces, man. You got a lot of power in this world. Don't let them tell you different.
Damn.
Pisces, most powerful zodiac. Now, Rachel, you want to hear where this was going?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
$625. $700.
Oh, okay.
$100. $300.
They're going to try to build you back.
$1,000.
What?
$500.
Okay.
Wow.
It's but okay, she did well, though.
You did
You're good.
Hey, yo. $600 is good, though, bro.
$600 is good.
$600 is great, especially if you would have had to go through that whole roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
To get to the 1,000. Nah, bro.
It dropped down to, like, what, 200 or something?
Yeah.
You might have just taken the 200. At that point, you're like, I'm just going to get it.
And then, and then missed the 1,000. Nah, bro.
I know. It's
Rachel, we love you for listening. Hang on, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's go. Flashing Lights. Laura Stack.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
It's
So this is going to be a lot of fun. Pharrell has unveiled the lineup for his 2023 Something in the Water Festival with Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi.
Ooh.
And listen, the list goes on. Lil Durk, Kid Cudi, Wu-Tang, Clips, Lil Yachty, Coi Leray, Latto, Summer Walker, Wale, Kehlani.
Oh, this is
Flo Milli. I mean, listen, that's just a small piece of it.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all right now, my favorite festival is Something in the Water.
Wow.
They take over the whole Virginia Beach. It's on the beach, at least the last, the one before the pandemic was. Last year they did D.C., but I think they've ironed things out with the Virginia Beach authorities.
Right, it's back, yeah.
So it's back out there. But, yeah, man, that's a great festival. I love
so
it. And
fun.
Did you say Pharrell's friends?
Yeah.
Pharrell's friends, whoever that is. That's going to be an amazing set.
He got a lot of friends.
That could be like Tyler, the Creator. Mm-hmm. That could be a lot of people.
That could be Nori. That could be Jay-Z.
That could be Hove. That could be Robin Thicke. It could be a lot of people, man. Might be all of them.
Super dope. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8:53. A high of 56 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, man, Mets fans, hold your head, man. Hold your head, Mets fans. I know it's tough yesterday. Shout to Puerto Rico, beating DR. All my Dominicans.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Hey. But then we're not done there because, you know, Edwin Diaz of the Mets repping Puerto Rico also gets.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Really? We're doing this again?
You're just showing him
it's going to help him heal. Is
yes.
What you're saying. Oh, okay. Mets fans, bro.
Go.
Edwin Diaz, man. We don't have the full prognosis yet, I don't believe, like how serious his injury was. But if you have to be carted off after you're jumping around celebrating the win, just jumping up and down, and the knee goes, it's not what you want, bro.
It's not.
It's not what you want. T-Bro in the morning. Good morning, y'all.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.